This does not help at all in terms of our image internationally when we abduct our own citizens in broad daylight. And what we are saying is that even when the police and others deny any involvement, what is required is for them to promptly ensure the safety and security of Mr. Zamar as a bona fide Zimbabwean citizen in terms of our new constitution. So what kind of government fails to ensure security in its own country?
Mr. Chimanzu, you can come in there.
Thank you. It looks like we all agree on what the police's role is supposed to be in this case. But look, we also need to understand that on sensitive issues like this, there is no any government agent, in particular police, where they will reveal on a daily basis or on hourly basis what they are doing regarding their investigations. I would personally prefer for the family of Zamara to work hand and glove with the police to find out exactly what transpired, rather than simply coming out, you know, guns blazing, you know, blaming this and that. It is not going to help us.
But Mr. Chimanzu, what's wrong with people demonstrating? And they are somewhat even complaining that they found themselves barricaded at the MDC Harvest House by police.
This is why I am saying sometimes people, before they start acting on something else, they need to understand that this country has rules and regulations. You can't simply demonstrate before you are given the permit to do so by the police. Your own rights will be violated.
Mr. Mavinga, what are the international implications on what is going on in Zimbabwe, if any?
This really is taking Zimbabwe down. The people who are behind these abductions are undermining the credibility of Zimbabwe as a nation committed to the rule of law, to principles of justice, and to the implementation of its new constitution. What it means is that those countries in the international community that might otherwise have been thinking of re-engaging with Zimbabwe, you know, as a nation among nations, would then stand back and view Zimbabwe differently as a pariah state. And this is not what we want.
Mr. Chimanzu, your reaction on the implications that this can have on relations with other countries in terms of Zimbabwe, and also Zimbabwe being the chair of SADC and AU?
You know, sometimes I find it very difficult with some of you people, the way you think. Honestly, you know what? One of your panelists is in South Africa, where people are being slaughtered daily, but they will tell you that South Africa's economy is one of the best in Africa. You know, right now, you will find that countries which are regarded to be war zones, the United States of America, is having its embassy stuck there. This is not an issue, but the most important thing is we need to understand that the family of Zamara is in pain now. Let's try to help this family. Then from there, we'll be in a position to be Zimbabweans that have heart. Simple as
but
all
the,
that.
But the only way, Mr. Chirumanzu, the only way to help the family of Zamara is to call for his immediate release and restoration to the family.
But the problem is, if Zimbabwe knew who is holding Zamara now, I think people have said so.
Mr. Chimanzu, let me just ask you a question. I think what people are saying is they want government to be more vocal on this issue. The question to you is, should they be more vocal?
Magumbo, how vocal? When one reports a case to the police will simply do their work quietly. And they have never been vocal to tell the world that today we are investigating this fight or whatever it is.